What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Testing 1212. Check 1212. What's up, everybody? It is Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. I am live and direct in your face on this night. People are calling me. I made some phone calls prior to me going live, and now they're returning the call. So I wanted to build with y'all really quick tonight. This topic to me is near and dear to me, mainly because of different reasons. I always talk to y'all about addiction and substance abuse and alcoholism. If y'all notice, I'm always trying to drive those points home with y'all. I've talked about it many different times, many different episodes. It's like almost every time I open my mouth, I talk about addiction and I talk about, you know, alcohol abuse and addiction. And that's for many different reasons. My phones are going off and it's annoying the hell out of me because I hear this sound. I don't know if y'all hear the sound, but I hear it and it's annoying me. But in light of what's going on with DMX, I wanted to just shed, you know, some light on the situation and just bring, I can't bring clarity to the situation because it is what it is, but I wanted to talk to y'all about addiction, drug abuse. Some people call it a disease. I don't know if it's a disease or is it something mental. I've never been an addict before, but I was a semi-alcoholic. And I know what it's like to have the power to say, yo, I quit. You know, everybody don't have that power. You know, and then we look at people and we say, well, why they just don't quit? Why you just don't stop? Everybody just can't stop. You know, everybody just can't stop getting high. Everybody just can't drink. And I'm a child of my father suffered from substance abuse problems. And I always talk about it because, yo, I'm not a crack baby, but I was a baby when crack hit, if that makes any sense. Like, I wasn't born from the womb of somebody who has substance abuse. But by the time I was a certain age, crack had hit our communities. And when it hit our communities, it hit us really, really hard. And many of us had to live with parents, uncles, aunts, grandmothers, cousins, friends, parents during a time that we didn't really know what was going on. And I just remember, like, at one point in the 80s, when crack hit, you see The Walking Dead, it really literally used to be people walking around like that. Like, people just walking around like dirty, stink, just getting high all day, every day. That's all they did. And you seen some of the biggest men, you seen some of the most beautiful women being reduced to addicts, to where all they wanted to do to get was get high. They didn't care about their hygiene no more. They didn't care about their appearance. They didn't care about their children. So many people were raised by their grandparents or other family members or just loved ones because their parents got hooked on this drug that was purposely put in our community. See, don't get that twisted. Don't ever leave that out. The drug that was purposely put in our community to do what it did to us and our family, because we still affected by what crack did that long ago. You know, you got to think that was like 40 years ago. Still 40 years ago. Now, the deeper thing about it is that now, they took those addictions that we had and they moved it in different directions. Now, look at how, like, a lot of the young artists that's coming out they're all on drugs. They're all on drugs, and they're marketed and promoted drug users. So crack is a cheap drug. $5, you get you some crack. $100, you get, you know what I'm saying? You get you a lot of crack for $100. And you know, but pills are very expensive. I don't know how much pills cost. I haven't hustled in a long time. But I don't know how much. But I would think pills are not $5 a pill. So they're doing things that they're getting the kids hooked on drugs, but they're giving them money, though. So the worst type of person on drugs is a person that can afford them. You know, so they got these children hooked on, these kids hooked on drugs. And sometimes you say, yo, he's 22, he's not a kid. You're 22 years old, you a kid, man. You a kid. You what the hell do you know? So now they got them hooked on drugs, and now they could afford it. You know what I'm saying? Now they could afford it. So when you look at DMX, he's like a family member that we all have, we all love. But we want to help, but we can't help. But he need help, and he mean well. You know what I'm saying? He mean well, but he just can't shake it. You know, that's just what it seems like, and it's just really sad. So, you know, I keep driving the point home to y'all is that, yo, sober up. You know, do what you got to do to sober up. Because, like, when that man told his story of how he got addicted to crack, somebody gave it to him. Just like your story could be somebody passed you the blunt. You never know what's in that blunt. You know what I'm saying? You never know what's in that blunt. So a lot of times you say, oh, yo, I only smoke. Yeah, but what happens when somebody passes you something that you don't know what it is? You know, and then y'all smoking stuff that y'all don't even, y'all start not even to know what it is. Like, how, like, let's be realistic. How high do you want to be? We got to have honest, real talk. And I know every time I say something about weed and I talk about weed, I get all this resistance. Bring it all to me.
I'm all right with it.
But how high do you want to be? Like, all right, recreational, Friday night, you get high. It's Friday. You might have worked all week, take a load off, you get high. Saturday. It's Saturday. You work, you get high. But some people are getting high all day, every day. And then look, THC cures cancer. Listen, man, THC don't cure cancer. The effects of THC cures a lot of the symptoms of cancer. Like, y'all see, and then again, many of y'all don't do research. Y'all be spreading a lot of false narratives to justify the fact of why you want to get high. Just say you just want to get high. Just say you want to get high. But this getting high thing is called escapism. It's called escapism. You're trying to escape from something that you have to face when you come down from high anyway. And look, I respect everybody who say, yo, I just like to get high. Yo, I respect that. I appreciate that. More than a person saying, oh, weed is for, yo, listen, what you're smoking is not weed grown from the ground. It's stuff made. They got weed labs, laboratories that they're making weed in. Don't you see it? They are making it now. It's not the same shit that The old people used to smoke. Okay, anyway, I'm not going to go back and forth with nobody in the chat. But anything that you do every day, you still an addict. You still an addict. You drink every day. You're an alcoholic. You're an addict. You are an addict, and addiction is real. So I'm not, see, this is the thing too, right? I'm not going to disrespect DMX or say anything about people like DMX, right? And not me personally, but some people, shout out to J333. I appreciate you too, man. You got people who want to, you know, that they're going to say stuff about him. And some of it, you got the right to say what you want to say, and it's real. You know what I'm saying? It's real. But other people are addicts too. Some people are addicted to food, addicted to sex, addicted to gossip, addicted to bullshit, addicted to drama. It is different types of addictions. Some addictions affect you. Some addictions affect other. But look at the, you got people who's addicted to attention right now. People are addicted to attention. So addiction is real. It just so happens that him being a celebrity and him being, his addiction is for the world to see. So it's magnified. He's no different than somebody that we got in our family. Now imagine having mental health issues along with an addiction. So you're trying to use your addiction to cure your mental health, but you go deeper and deeper into, you spiraling out of control. You know, so again, at the end of it all, you know, I'm not the praying type as far as like, not that type, but I could say kind words, but it is things about DMX and his surrounding. That has to have truthful conversation. I'm going to wait to bring somebody else on to speak on that. But it is addicted to being a YouTuber. I'm not addicted to being a YouTuber because I don't come on here every night. I just come here, you know. And I work. This is what I do for a living. There's a difference. But, you know, even with weed. I mean, you can eat weed. You can ingest weed. There's different things that you can do if it's about the THC, you ain't got to smoke it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to smoke it. And I'm not going to be, you know, one thing I don't like and one thing that's sad with our community that's happening with us. Every time something happens to one of us, we start with this spooky shit. I think it's more disrespectful and disingenuous than anything to start making up conspiracies while somebody passes away. Yo, we all gonna die. Period. He's not even gone yet, but we all going to get sick eventually, and our body's gonna shut down, and we gonna leave this plane on the physical and go to another realm. So a lot of times when this stuff happens, we gotta stop coming up with conspiracies for clicks and likes and that because that's disingenuous to me. You know what I'm saying? The man is 50 years old. He's 50 years old. He's got a lot of weight on him that he never had on his body. And he suffered from drug abuse for a long time since he was 14. So that's what, 36 years of smoking crack? 36 years? And then you got all this weight on you now? Your heart could give out. You know what I'm saying? It's just real. Like, I just think that that's very disingenuous. I'd just rather just say, you know, get well. And then with us, if you an individual, and I'm really saying all this to say too, he's like the family member. If you got an uncle in your family that you wrote off, if you got an aunt in your family that you wrote off, if you have somebody in your family that you wrote off that suffers from drug addiction and you want to help and you got all these prayers for somebody that you don't know because you like their music, take some of them prayers, take some of that energy that you got for this man and put it into your family. Because regardless, they still your family. And one less person out there that's an addict that you contributed to helping them, you did a good service. Because look at it like this. We'll look at DMX, right? And we'll say, oh, he got all his people. He got all his money. He got this and nobody helped him. You ain't help your family neither. You ain't helped the people in your family. So how could you say something about them? Help the people in your family. Help your uncle. Help your aunt that been smoking since you was little, that ain't got no teeth and all that stuff like that. So you can't be saying, oh, you ain't help nobody. Nah, help your family. You know what I'm saying? Help your family. And to me, you know, that's the thing. This is like with what's going on, and when we see, we have to straight up and down get closer to your family, man, because, you know, that's why the title of this is what it is. These guys, we grew up with them because we watched them, their careers. We watched their careers, so we felt like we know them. But you got people in your blood, that's your blood members that you watching every day and you don't talk to. You might even pass them on the street because they get high. You know, so if you want to help somebody in your family. Or like somebody said in the chat, help yourself. You got to help yourself too. We all have things that plague us. We all have things that bother us. We all have things that, you know, that's fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? So we have to get on the right track of where we got to go. You know? I have a video on this channel where I talk about DMX. That was five years ago. You know what I'm saying? 5 years ago. Even people in my hood who, I'm not, well, my uncle, he just told me today, 19 months he's been clean. And I'm like, he's just like, yo, I keep bragging about my nephew and I ain't see him. He told me 19 months I've been clean. I'm like, that's what's up, huh? Because, yo, that is nothing realer than that. But like I said, it's not just crack. It's heroin. It's lean. It's these pills. It's alcohol. It's sex. It's all type. A destructive behavior is an addiction because some people get high off of just being fucked up. Believe it or not, some people get high every day to just be miserable as hell. And like I tell people, yo, it's nothing wrong with therapy. Stop feeling like you're crazy if you go to therapy. You know when you're crazy is when you suffer and you know something is wrong. You don't do nothing about it. If you are bleeding and you don't try to stop the bleeding and you bleed to death, that's crazy. Every now and again, I just purge from a lot of stuff. Every now and again, like today, y'all see I haven't been on live in a few days. I just was like, yo, I'm chilling. I didn't go to the gym today. I was like, yo, I'm chilling. I'm laying in the bed today. I was laying in the bed, eating popcorn all day, just chilling. I didn't even want to go live tonight. But I'm like, you know, I just want to put a certain, you know, a perspective on the situation. But at the end of it all, I'd be like, yo, man, I'm off this. Seriously. I'm off this. Not saying I don't need this. This is what I do for a living, right? But this doesn't validate me. You know, I don't get up in the morning and the first thing I do is grab my phone and see who liked what or who. I don't do all that. So sometimes, respect to y'all when y'all leave comments and y'all say certain things and I don't respond. It's not that I don't care. It's not that I don't care. But sometimes I'm kicked back. Like, because you can't internalize all of this. Sometimes you got to just chill. Sometimes you got to just do what puts you in a good mind space of you just chilling. No negative thoughts, just all clean thoughts. You're not thinking about nothing bad. And at the same time, right, a lot of this stuff can be overwhelming because we got Instagram, we got Facebook, we got Twitter, we got Snapchat, we got TikTok, we got DMs on all of those things. And then we have the regular people in your life that text you and call you every day. And then you got what you want to do. So sometimes you feel like you're being pulled and tugged in all direction. And what time do you have for yourself? What time do you have to just chill? So some people just say, yo, you know what? I'm just going to get high. That's how I'm going to cope with all of this. When I'm high, I could escape from all the madness. Or if I'm drunk, I could be a little bit more belligerent and kick people off or laugh it off or whatever. But sometimes you just got to chill. Just chill. And I ain't going to be spooky with y'all and say, yo, you got to meditate. You ain't got to do none of that. Sometimes you just got to chill. Sometimes you just got to just lay down in your bed and chill. Just recharge your battery. Just chill. You know, just don't be pulled all over. Yo, you got your job. You know, we're in a situation, a crisis. Like if you go outside, right? You go outside recently and you forget your damn mask, you'll be tripping. Listen, you might not even have your wallet. You might not even have your house keys, but you looking, where's my mask? You know what I'm saying? This is what happened. This is what this did to us. So at the end of it all, you just got to find a way to chill. There is no strain of weed. There is no type of liquor. There is no kind of pills. There is no type of dope, lean, sex that's going to bring you peace. None of that's going to bring you peace. All it's going to do is bring you a temporary relief. Like when you take a Tylenol or you take an ibuprofen or whatever, you think you got rid of your headache? You still have the headache. Even when you have a cold, now you can't even get a cold no more because you get a cold, you automatically think you got that other thing. But even when you have a cold, the bottle says cough suppressant. It doesn't say there is no cure for the common cold. The only cure is rest. Now we're being pushed, the narrative is being pushed on us is you can't rest. You got to be up all day. You can't sleep more. Listen to the people who tell you this stuff. Complete idiots. Now I'm not saying sleep 12 hours a day, but some days you might need to sleep for 12 hours. Even if it's once a month, twice a month, once a week, some days you need to rest. And sometimes you're not always asleep. You're just resting. You're just chilling. Cut the phone off. Or what I like to do, I ain't gonna find I got games on my phone. I'm like an 8-year-old. I play Candy Crush. I've spent a lot of money on Candy Crush. And sometimes I just be chilling. Just in my own little thing. And I'd be like, damn, I got 200,000 plus subscribers on YouTube. I don't want them to think I don't care. But I'd be like, yo, man, they just going to have to go through the archives sometimes too, because I did a lot. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes if you new here, you just got to scroll through. I got like 1,000 videos on here. I can't be feeling like I got to run every night to. Yo, if I do this, they gonna forget about me. Nah, we not doing that. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna slap myself out and drain myself and kill myself to entertain people for some people to come on here and say wild, foul shit in the comments and stuff like that too. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes that's really what it is. Like, you know, it's a difference when people, you show appreciation, you come. But it's a lot of times when people don't show the appreciation. But I got a nice audience, so I respect y'all. But at the end, you know, sometimes you just sit down. I like watching forensic shows. I love forensic shows. You know what I'm saying? I sit down and I watch forensic shows, or I think about what I don't know, right? And I say, yo, all right, I'm in this field. What don't I know about this field? So what I do is I sit there and I start doing research. Then I get on YouTube. YouTube is a rabbit hole. Like you in the, oh, another guilty pleasure I have. Y'all could get mad at me. But I ain't the only one, because these videos be having millions of views. Y'all ready? I watch pimple pop videos. I ain't gonna lie, I'm addicted to pimple pop videos. I like getting black, seeing blackheads get taken out. I like cyst. I don't know. I like pimple pop videos. I'm not the only one though. Don't try to say I'm the only one, because them videos be having millions of views. So y'all be watching it too. Because millions of views be on them videos. I'm like, yo, I ain't by myself. Who else watching it? But I be watching pimple pop videos. I don't know why, I'm just obsessed with it. Especially when I'm going to sleep, I just sit there. But yeah, I watch pimple pop video. I ain't gonna lie. Anyway, I do. Y'all can say it's nasty, but I'm telling you, man. You see some of the stuff that come out of people's face, you be like, yo, how you got all that in your face? Because think about science. Think about, I'm telling you, pimple pop videos. Listen, you go to any pimple pop videos, they got millions of views. Millions. So me, right? I'm the type of person who says to myself, well, how do these have millions of views? Okay, so I have a channel. What are they doing to get millions of views? I'm telling you, I be like, dental surgery. Now, I can't do that because the dentist just hurt. Somebody said I watch what kills cancer. I ain't gonna front. Why? All right, look. Once you watch one pimple pop video, you're gonna be hooked. But going back to the topic, staying on topic with y'all. You know, DMX and people like that, their life. Oh, somebody said the title too. Hold on. Who said that title? Recompass 2 a set? I think that's the channel too. But yeah. Do real research. Fuck pimples, my nigga. Come on. If I didn't do real research, you wouldn't even see all the things you see. You know what I'm saying? I've probably forgot more than you would ever learn. This is a fact. I read thousands of books. Thousands of books. Done forgot. But anyway, back to DMX. The difference with DMX is that his life is broadcasted. And I'm going to be real with y'all, man. I'm not feeling TMZ, man. I'm not feeling TMZ. I don't like the way TMZ have ruined so many lives. And TMZ went from chasing celebrities to just being on some urban stuff. Now, did you notice, like, they went from chasing to, like, Brad Pitt and these people to, like, now everything with us in our community, they broadcast it. Like what's going on? Like, they killed Lil Wayne before. Remember, they was like, yo, the pastor came and said his last will and testament over Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? I ain't feeling TMZ. True story. Nah, I gotta keep the. I can't update to the skinny, the smaller person. I gotta keep that. That's a reminder. But listen. When the Nipsey Hussle incident happened, I heard about it right when it happened. Right when it happened because, you know, I got my ties in Los Angeles. So right when it happened, I heard it. But I thought it would be distasteful for me to come and say to the world, something happened to Nipsey Hussle if the family wasn't notified. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like I heard about it. I heard about it right when it happened. But I didn't feel that it was tasteful to come and say, yo, I'm hearing Nipsey Hussle just got shot. It don't look good. I even though this is my job, dude, but I'm like, nah. Like, because first of all, I'm in disbelief. I can't put the human down and say, well, I'm a reporter. Nah, we still humans. We still gotta have a heart. We still gotta be considerate. You know what I'm saying? And maybe, you know, that's why some of us ain't rich or whatever, you know, people wanna, but nah, man, like, so, you know, I just think it's foul the way TMZ be doing people too, man. Go back to chasing the Kardashian, but see if you notice that, right? They don't play that with those people. They starting to try us because everybody think that we could be abused. Like we take abuse, you know, I mean, when I say us, I'm talking about us, our people. Like we take abuse for some reason very well. And I think it's dumb that we take abuse the way we do. We need to start saying, yo, look, we ain't having it. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down, we ain't having it. We tired of this. But also, you know, my favorite DMX song is Slippin'. You know what I'm saying? I love Slippin'. And right on this channel, because this is what I'm saying about people who's disingenuous with their care and concerns. Like, I've always had care and concerns in relation to DMX. So, if I could, give me a second. I'm going to find this video that I did about him. And I got a lot of flack for this video too. But I did it. So when it comes to, you know, caring concerns about certain artists, you know, some people have it when something tragic happens. I spoke about it prior to anything happening to him. So I'm going to go right now on my channel. And I'm going to show y'all. And y'all can check the video out for yourself. Because I've been on some, yo, nah. You know, we something, you know, somebody got to do something, you know, been a long time ago. I think it was 5 years ago. I think after I saw him on Drink Champs the first time, I was like, nah, something is not right. You know what I'm saying? Like something is not right. I know they said he was sick and all that, but I was like, nah, something is not right. You know what I'm saying? The first time I saw him on Drink Champs, I was just straight up and down like, I was pissed off. You know what I'm saying? Hold on 1 second, y'all. DMX. Okay. Where is it at? I'm going to see if I can find it. I know I didn't take it down. Oh, okay. Right here. So I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to share the screen. Look at this right here. I did this video right here a long time ago. DMX looks and sounds really bad. Someone has to speak up. And you can see the date on this video. I'm going to show y'all the date. This is, you know what I'm saying? And look, I look at the DMX did an interview recently with Nori and he looked really bad. I was saddened by his appearance and his voice. It's obviously that DMX needs some serious help. And no one is saying anything. It's sad. I did this audio not to disrespect DMX, but to let him know some of us wish him well, and we want him to get help. We support you in getting help. Doggy Diamonds. Now, I'm going to show y'all the date on this video. The date on this video is April 10th, 2016. April 10th, almost to the day, 5 years ago. Almost to the day 5 years ago. So I didn't do a video to be disrespectful. I was like, yo, hold on. Nah, something is not right. Something is not right. So that's how real this is. After that Drink Champs interview, I was like, nah, we can't just be sitting here acting like we didn't see. We see. And even if you look at the comments on the video, people was mad as hell at me for saying that. But I thought I was, you know, I thought that was the right thing to say. Like, yo, nobody is not saying anything. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's not saying anything. But I did that video almost 5 years ago to the date. You know what I'm saying? So that's how real it is. And when I saw him, and I saw him in the state he was in, I was like, yo, come on, man. Somebody got to say something. Like, look what's happening. And people were angry. That was 5 years ago I did that. So now when he's going through what he's going through right now, I'm like, yo, Anyway, why didn't, you know what I'm saying? I've been said something. I don't even know him. But I wish him well. You know what I'm saying? I wish him well. When he pulls through, I hope that he can get. See, I don't even think it's help. I think it's a certain closure that he needs from whatever. See, in life, right? We could get the help is the closure. You know what I'm saying? The help is the closure. The help is, yo, look, okay, when I went to therapy, right? This is one of the things that I want to say to y'all. That my therapist used to say to me. She used to piss me off when she said this too, but it was real. She used to say to me, what evidence do you have to support that? So that means when you conjure up these things in your head or you think up certain things, where are you getting that from? Where is that coming from? Is it something you think or something you know? So it's always, what evidence do you have to support that? So when people say, yo, I just feel or I just think, that's not evidence. That is emotion. Evidence is, pow, this happened. I got tangible evidence. How you feel don't mean nothing. So that's how I cope with a lot of stuff. I'd be like, because, you know, again, yo, up here, when you're a thinker like me, yo, I had gray hair when I was like 14. Straight up and down from always thinking and worrying, right? So I had to stop, and I still sometimes you could get in your own head. You could get in your own head and you start conjuring up stuff. And you're almost in your own way. So that's why some days I just fall back. Some days I just chill. You know what I'm saying? Some days I just chill because, again, this thing that we live, this life that we live, that we all love because we don't want to lose life. But it could be overwhelming. Now, X has a lot of children. He got a lot of loved ones. I don't think I'm more important than any of them. So, again, we have a selfishness with grief, too. We be trying to outsad each other. You know what I'm saying? We be trying to outsad each other. We want to act like I'm the biggest DMX fan in the world, so I'm more sadder than you. I'm telling you, Facebook is just turning into one big obituary. You go to Facebook. Somebody's always talking about somebody. I seen somebody the other day just sitting there crying on Facebook. I'm like, it takes a lot for me to set up my camera before y'all and sit here and just cry about something, something else. If it's something I'm going through and I'm in a moment, yeah, but I'm not going to, you know, be like, yo, why is it world hunger and sit there and cry? It's like, To me, that shit is some attention shit. Just me, personally. You know, but, we gotta respect his family. That was my stomach. I'm hungry. We gotta respect his family. We gotta respect the people who love him, too. That's why, you know, I never really went hard on him. But again, there is things, and I'm going to be real with y'all. There is things concerning DMX that an honest conversation needs to be had. An honest conversation needs to be had. Not that Funkmaster Flex honest conversation. Because at the same time, with that dude, it's like he became like a glorified troll. Like, you know, people who go against the norm, sometimes it's for a right reason, and sometimes they just trying to stir the pot because everybody's going to gravitate to what they said. Me, when some people be talking, I be like, yo, man, I don't listen to what he say, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't listen to what he say. So what he say just don't even matter. Because how could you say nobody ain't check for him and nobody didn't? How do you know that, though? Did you? Because, see, I can only be responsible for what I do. You know what I'm saying? So even when it's a funeral, a wedding, or whatever event, people always say who didn't come. I don't care who came or who didn't come. I was there. I had fun. You missed out. Period. You missed out. I'm not into, but this person ain't even, because how are you having your good time, and in having your good time, you looking around the room to see who wasn't there? How do you find the time to do that? You know what I'm saying? I don't have time to be like, oh, somebody is not there or somebody didn't show up. I don't care who was there. I was there. I was having a good time. They missed out. But again, I don't think DMX is the commodity that he once was to the industry. So a lot of people also discarded him. Because he been getting high. There was never a time where he wasn't getting high. Even if you look at an interview that I did with his wife on Forbes DVD channel, she said he was getting high in the beginning, right? So that was always a problem for them, of him getting high. Weed opens your third eye. You still pushing this weed shit. See, again, man, for anybody, do what you do. Do what you do. Do what you do. The issue is when you do what you do, and then you start telling people what they should do. You got to be a living testimony. That's why I don't even listen to a lot of these dudes. I'm not listening to nobody who got missing teeth or their teeth brown, or I'm not listening to you. You don't even care about your own mouth. How you going to tell me anything? You notice I don't never tell y'all what to do. I could suggest things. I could say, well, this is what I did. But I ain't telling you what to do. I just don't drink or smoke. Why? Because I have a certain discipline. Why I don't drink or smoke? I have a whole podcast and a video. I am a child. I am a child of a person that suffered from substance abuse. I have the same DNA. To a certain extent, I have the same addictive personality. So if I smoked weed or still was drinking, I would be the best weed smoker and the best drinker. How does that help me? It don't. I remember seeing my pops smoke weed. I remember seeing my pops smoke joint. I remember seeing my pops with the weed and the album cover and taking the seeds out the weed. I remember all of that. I remember my weed. My pops having like this little clip so he could smoke roaches. I remember all of that. He had like this little clamp. I remember all that. And he went from all of that to smoking crack. How did DMX say he started smoking crack? Somebody laced his weed. So you have to be mindful of who's even passing you the weed. Who you getting the weed from. You know, it's just real. But we have addictions and we have, you know, so-called vices. I've seen people straight up and down saying, yo, I gotta smoke. Yo, I need to smoke. I've seen that. I've seen people. I gotta smoke. I've seen people come to me, because I used to sell weed. I ain't gonna lie to you, I did when I was young. But I've seen people come and say, yo, let me get a bag. And I got $4. Let me get a bag for $4. And I need the other dollar for a Dutch Master or a Philly or whatever the hell they... Come on, man. You an addict. Yo, I never smoked a cigarette in my life. Ever. Never even put it to my mouth. Never smoked a cigarette. I just never did that. Yo, if you doing breaking news and it ain't breaking news, because I'm going to look it up right now. And if it ain't breaking news, you going to be out of here. Because one thing we not going to do, we not going to spread no false stories. We not going to do none of that. Well, I don't see it. I don't see no breaking news. So stop saying that. Straight up. Stop doing stuff for likes and, you know what I'm saying? Just stop. Yo, don't listen to that person because I didn't see that. And you think it's people who smoke. Yo, think how crazy addiction is, right? And this is what I'm saying. We have to sometimes help people that's addicted. You have people who will smoke a whole pack of cigarettes. And people in their family die from lung cancer and they're still smoking. Somebody asked, am I into two females? Malcolm Luther X, III, thanks for the donation. Weed addiction is very underrated. It is. Listen, I'm not into two females because, right, this is why I'm not into two females, right? I'm going to tell y'all something. This has nothing to do with DMX, but this is real. I'm not into two females because I'm not into people I'm not into women having sex with women. So if I was into having two females while I'm with them, what they supposed to be doing? So the minute they do something a little flagrant, I'm going to be like, yo, what y'all doing? I ain't into two women. I ain't into threesomes and none of that stuff. But that's really, really, very sidebar. But yeah. I've seen people. I had to answer that because, you know, I've seen people so bad that I seen dudes pull out a cigarette and dudes be like, bust me down. Damn, he can't even light a cigarette before y'all start asking to get a pull off a cigarette? Think about that. A cigarette? This little white thing? Yo, bust me down. Come on, man. What's going on, man? What are we doing? So people, listen. Everybody out there who has kicked cigarettes, salute to you. Everybody out there who has stopped drinking, salute to you. Anybody out there who has sniffed cocaine and stopped, salute to you. Anybody who has kicked a lean addiction, that kicked pill addiction, you kicked any addiction, salute to you. I know how hard it is. Everybody's not strong. Everybody's not strong. But like I said, for me, you ask any of my people, one day I got up and said, that's it, I ain't drinking no more. Period. That's it. I ain't drinking no more. And that was 2002. I never took another drink. That was it. Because I just had to. I felt like I was spiraling. You know, I was, you know, it was a cycle. I'm like, I'm getting up, making beats, making music. And then I'm drinking, you know, wash, rinse, repeat. But where am I going? What am I really doing? You know, and I felt like I had to take control of my life. I had to take control of what I was doing. And then I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I went from alcohol addiction. Then I just started eating. You know what I'm saying? I was eating. You know, I was eating shit that I, you know, 2 in the morning. I was 2 in the morning. I was eating, you know, pints of ice cream and stuff like that. Cause food is very comforting, especially sweets, you know, sweets, even salt, sweets, salt. It was very comforting. So it'd be like 2 in the morning. I'm eating Ben and Jerry's and stuff like that, you know? And then one day, I'm telling you, one day I got up and I said, yo, I ain't living like this no more. Straight up. And that was it. And that was 5 years ago. So losing weight is, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it was easy for me. Keeping it off is very hard. So people got to realize that you can lose weight, but, you know, keeping it off is where the problems come in at, because you start falling back into old habits. Somebody said brownies. If you're talking about regular brownies is my problem, especially the brownies in Ben and Jerry. Oh, man. But, yeah, I really just wanted to come in here, man, and just say, you know, salute to DMX. Salute to all of y'all that have battled addiction in one way or another, or battling it. Battling it now. Some people are fighting it right now. And that's the thing. I just wanted to come here today to really just give y'all, you know, not hope, because, you know, I wanted to give you motivation. See, what I am, I've always wanted to motivate people. Straight up, I'm into just motivating people. Shazay, sure you know how addictive fame can be. You need some of the content creators addicted to attention. Yeah, a lot of people are addicted to fame. You know what? Addiction feeds the ego, but the ego comes from insecurity, though. You know. So yeah, and I'm gonna tell you about insomnia. Yeah, I still do intermittent fasting. For the past few days, I kind of like been doing what I want to do. Because I'm, tomorrow, what I'm doing is, I didn't go to the gym today. So what I'm doing now is I want to go in the morning. So I'm going to get off here. I already showered. I'm going to go to sleep. And I'm going to go to the gym in the morning. I want to change my routine, my cycle, because, you know, even with your body, you got to do different things with your body and your mind, because sometimes I ain't 50 years old. Could we kill that too? Somebody said I'm 50. Because people be like, yo, ain't you like 50? Hi, my older brother, my oldest brother is 52. I'm not 50. You got people like Nori, 44. I'm the same age as all of them. So y'all can miss me with all this 50. He's 50. Somebody tried to. And this is funny. Me and this chick got into a little debate the other day. Because she always saying like little slick shit, right? And I don't like that. I don't like people that who are condescending but try to put a LOL. You're not going to play me and put a LOL at the end. Straight up. I see through that. You know what I'm saying? I see through that LOL. So everything that you said prior to that LOL is the bullshit. But anyway, the deal is, me and her got into a disagreement, and then she was like, yo, you an old head. Let me explain something to y'all. Because we could just get all of this out right now. I'm not running from my age. I'm not mad because I'm older than some people. I'm not sad. You can't age shame me. You can't make me feel bad for getting older. You know what I'm saying? You can't make me mad, feel bad. You calling me old is not a diss. It's not a diss. Because first and foremost, I do age-appropriate shit. So if I was acting like an asshole, or if I was doing stuff, you're going to be like, yo, how old are you? How you doing? I don't act an ass. So, people be making me laugh. They be just like, yo, you old. Okay. whatever that is, you know what I'm saying? I'm not Elliot Wilson, and I'm not even disrespecting him, but people be like, yo, ain't you 50? Where the hell y'all get 50? So I'm Jay-Z age? I interviewed C. Gutter. C. Gutter 2 years ago said I'm 50 years old. Y'all way younger than me. That, come on, man. But anyway, what I wanted to say, though, and a lot of my friends, man, they die before they have face you here. Murdered, gunshot victims. Straight up. So the fact that I could get some speckle of grays in my beard and my mustache is sadly an accomplishment in our community. It's sadly an accomplishment. Now, I'm not going to be the one where you see this damn shoe polish on my face and shoe polish on my head because I'm trying to. Man, get out of here. You know, because that be killing me too. A lot of times people be trying to just, listen, man, it is what it is. You see how Ron Osley came out anymore? You know what I'm saying? And look, I still could run 5 miles. I still could do 2 hours of cardio. This is proven facts. You know what I'm saying? This is proven facts. So at the end of it all, old is how you behave. It's how you act and the way you think. But, yeah, to close out tonight, because I'm at the hour mark, somebody said they need to talk to RZA. Don't we all? I mean, shit, we all need to talk to RZA. But, I'm coming back. Yeah, see, this is what I'm saying. 31 is old now to people. You know, but shit, like at the end of it, all right, look at it like this. You call somebody 44 old, but you might not even make it to be 25. The way this is going. Insomnia. The issue with insomnia is this. It's you and your thoughts. How I cured insomnia is one of the weirdest things, but reading books. If you read a whole book, listen. If you read a whole book, then you really, really got insomnia. Seriously. You got insomnia. But if you read a book, you know what I'm saying? Read a book. If you exercise a certain way throughout the day, you're going to be tired. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get tired. There's going to be different things that you could cure insomnia. And a lot of times, you just really have to get out of your head. You really have to get out of your thoughts. Sometimes your thoughts are just your enemy. Worrying about shit, what happens? It makes you say, yo. And then you start saying, I need melatonin. I need different things, right? So what happens after a while, the melatonin won't work anymore. It's just a fact. It just ain't going to work. Then you're going to start saying, well, I need something stronger than this. That's what happens with people who smoke. Because when you think about stuff, right? When you start saying, yo, I'm smoking something called moon rocks, you know, like, you don't really think, like, I'm big on names. You know what I'm saying? So when somebody like, what you smoking? I'm smoking Gorilla Glue. What? What are you talking about? That was the, listen, these names of this weed, that's the name of the heroin used to be. It used to be like Tango and Cash and all this power. I'm telling you, weed used to, heroin used to have these funny ass names too. You know what I'm saying? Heroin used to have these funny ass names. But, again, to everybody out there who going through it, sometimes going through it, you watch your loved ones go through it. And it's hard, too. It's hard to deal with. You know what I'm saying? So, You gotta straight up and down, you know, you gotta just find your peace. But I'm telling you, your peace is not going to be a narcotic. It's not gonna be that. Your peace is gonna be like a cleansing of, you know what? My problem? I thought I could fix everything. I thought I had the answer to everything. I thought I had the answer for everybody. I thought I could, but then I realized, yo, man, I can't, some shit I can't, you know, I can't do nothing about it. And sometimes your survival means that other people got to meet their demise. As sad as that sounds. Sometimes in order for you to live, some people got to die. It sounds sad, but I got friends. I got family. I got loved ones. And I'm afraid to extend my hand because I don't know if I could pull them up or they're going to pull me down because they pulled me down before. And I climbed out of where I was at. And they still trying to pull me back down. I can't go no more. I'm not invited to your pity party. I can't come to your pity party. I can't do it. You know, so as many of us love DMX, you know, it might be some people that's just like, yo, man, I'm tired. Because worrying ages you. Imagine having to worry about somebody. Imagine having to worry about you getting that phone call any day. Shit is just real. You know what I'm saying? It's people that, you know, one of your homies go outside. You know, one of your little cousins, your little brother go outside. And you know they wild. And you like, I be up worried sick about this interview because there's such thing called worried sick. It's mental sick and then it's a physical sickness that comes with worrying because worrying weakens your immune system. So you're worried about somebody who's not worried about themselves and they're not even worried that you worry. They're not even worried that you worry and you're getting sick from worrying. So they go out there and they do whatever. And it comes a point in time where you have to detach. Straight up. So, in order for you to live, sometimes they gotta die. It's just real. You know what I'm saying? So now I don't worry about a lot. I'll be like, man, look, it's not my problem. You know what I'm saying? That's not my problem. I done gave all some of us. have given all we could. Some of us have given all we could mentally, verbally, spiritually, and physically to people, and they will drain every ounce of everything you have. And then when they drain you, they just going to drain somebody else. It's like almost vampiric. So I don't even let people listen, man. I just be like, yo, I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully you be alright. You know what I'm saying? Because if you needed $20 and you ask two people for $20 and they both say no, do you just not have it, or you ask the third person? So I just tell people, well, just skip me. You know, just skip me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, at the end of it all, man, like, damn that. I'm not letting nobody drain me. Seriously, I'm not letting nobody drain me of nothing. I've given all I could. I don't have it. People like myself, believe it or not, I've been told that I'm a healer, because I could talk anybody off the ledge. But the same people you talk off the ledge, sometimes they turn around and be like, fuck you. And you be like, yo, I should let your ass drunk. And I really had to harden my heart to a certain extent, because I can't worry about people no more. I can't do it. You know, some of us really just be like, yo, man, I hope this. And you trying to do everything that you can to hope this person get better, and they don't care. I don't have no more. So the people who are appreciative, the people who reciprocate, those are the best people, because you give love and you receive it. You know what I'm saying? Because who's the psychiatrist? You got to be crazy as hell too. If you hear all this crazy shit, you're going to be crazy too. You know what I'm saying? So who's the psychiatrist? Shit, you done heard so much. You done heard a lot of crazy stuff too. Just really think about that, right? You're the psychiatrist. You done heard. Psychologist, I might add, because the psychiatrist is the person who writes the prescription. The psychologist is the person that you talk to. So you're the psychologist. You done heard all this stuff, right? And you ain't crazy. You need therapy too. But sometimes the therapy is knowing that you can help others though. Yo, it's time. Let me tell you like three places that you feel the most alone. One is when you're in jail. Two is when you're in the hospital. And three is when you gotta move. You ever notice when you gotta move, there's nobody around to help you move your furniture? Did you notice that yet? Where's all your homies at? When you gotta move, where's everybody picking up your dressers and your bed, helping you move? You feel real alone when you have to move. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But jail, hospital, and when you gotta move, feel very alone. But yeah, let me get up out of here, y'all. I got a lot of work to do. But none of us are very, well, let me say this though before I go. None of us are really alone. We're just alone in our thoughts. And you gotta learn to love yourself, you know, and self-love is very, very important. And you gotta love everything about yourself, even the things that you don't like about yourself. You gotta learn to love, because you can know that you can correct some of those things. Oh, somebody want to come in here and spam their SoundCloud? Good. I'm glad you did that. We don't have to worry about you anymore now. We don't do that. But I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to DMX. Shout out to his family. Shout out to his loved ones, everybody who love him. Shout out to everybody who's support them. You can follow me on all social media if you like. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, but I'm never really on there. Yeah, really Twitter. Twitter, Instagram. More interviews coming this week. The audio podcast is on iTunes. I'm actually going to take this show right now that we just did and put the audio out right now, because I'm dropping my show every Wednesday on iTunes and Spotify. So if you didn't hit the like button, I would appreciate if you hit the like button. And if you want to leave a comment. I'm on Instagram. If you want to, you need promotion, hit me up. I do promo. If you want your banner at the bottom of the screen, info@DoggyDiamondsTV, hit me on there. Shout out to everybody who's here. Shout out to all my moderators who hold it down and make sure no riffraff go on. I don't even have a haircut too, but see, everybody not perfect. I don't got no haircut. But if you feel like you want to, one thing too, I do want to say, if you are an addict of any sort, be honest, stop hiding it, and, oh shit, somebody just bought a shirt. See, I just put that in there. Somebody just bought a shirt. I figured out how to do that. Ha! See, I figured out how to put that on the screen. I feel like a genius right now because I didn't know how to do that before. But when somebody buys a shirt, it's going to pop up on the screen now. But if you're an addict and you want to kick drugs, or you want to, admit it that you have a problem. And as you admit that you have a problem, you can get help. Because that's one of the things. You could admit, I don't play, I'm not on Twitch. I got to get on Twitch because I love video games, but I don't have the time. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. It's Doggy Diamonds, Doggy Diamonds TV. I'm out of here. Salute to y'all. Thank y'all. Thank you to everybody who follows me on Instagram. Thank you for everybody who donate. Thank you to everybody who purchase merch. Just shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all. I'm out of here. I'll be back tomorrow, though. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace.